Oh, what is going on, everybody? It is Monday. You know what that means. We have got Money Morning Quarterback coming up here on the Assassins Podcast. This is your host, Justin Van Hey. Excited to get things rolling here on a Monday. We've got a couple of really incredible companies that we're going to be talking about here on the podcast. One in particular that we're going to go a little deeper into. So before we get into the show, I want to start by giving a handful of shout-outs here to the notable companies that have raised their rounds in the previous week. We'll start with Spot Nana Technology, $75 million Series B, travel tech startup that helps corporations and agencies personalize bookings. That was led by Decibel Partners, Blank Ventures, Madrona Venture Group, Iconics Capital, Durable Capital Partners, a bunch of great firms there. We've got Unstoppable Domains. They help launch domains secured by blockchains and build uncensorable websites. That was led by Pantera Capital, Draper Associates, Boost VC, AltTab Capital, Mayfield Fund. Ton of folks there involved in that round. Exciting space. Health Note, we're going to be talking a lot about healthcare on this show. $17 million Series A, a clinical platform that helps healthcare practitioners get data for patient issues and purposes. That was led by Mass Challenge, Founder Collective, amongst others. And then a couple of other notable ones here at the seed stage. Sage, $9 million seed round, helping improve care with better caregiver tools for older adults here. Distributed Ventures, Maris Capital, Anemo Ventures, and Goldcrest Capital. Ping, a $5 million seed round, a platform that automatically reads messages and emails out loud. That was by Globant, Valor Siren Ventures, and Ash Creek Capital. This was an exciting one here, I noted. $8 million seed round for Resourcely. They help you provision templates that are secure and compliant by design. That was also by Andreessen, Felicis Ventures, and a bunch of other angels in there. I think that's going to be a space that is going to be one that really is showing promise. We might cover in a future session. Lastly, Skillbank, a $1.5 million seed round, a one-on-one mentorship and training program for entry-level marketing roles. That's one I think that has a lot of potential here, especially as people are looking to better themselves, better their careers, and go further there. Soma Capital, the Hustle Fund, friends of the podcast, Launch, Transcend Network, and the Syndicate, Mr. Jason Calacanis. Man, I know we're in an economic downturn, but there are still incredible companies getting funded, doing big things. Again, shout out to these organizations. Excited to see what you all build. All right, before we get into the show, a bit of a more somber moment here. Wanted to take that moment to honor three individuals that my family lost this past year. My three grandparents, Helen, Arthur, and Ardell, who passed away in January, June, and July of this last year. My mother's parents, Arthur and Helen, were my first examples of what entrepreneurship looked like. They ran their family farm in central Wisconsin. My grandfather, Arthur, was an incredibly kind and hardworking man. In fact, when Art was born, he was a mere pound and a half, and he wasn't expected to live longer than a month. And after 85 years, he's quoted as saying, "It's not how you start out, it's how you end up." Love that man. His wife, Helen, the hurricane, as we called her, was a beautiful force of nature. Helen set an example of really what it meant to live a full life and a purposeful life. She was the one that always encouraged our family to be better spouses, better employees. And as she phrased it, you only get one shot at this life, so you got to give it your all. She's also the reason that I remove my shoes before I ever step foot in someone else's home. And lastly, my grandmother, Ardell, my father's mother, she was really our family's protector. And when I lost my father, her son, in 1993, she was really a stabilizing and loving presence for our entire family. She, you know, taught us how to keep moving even when she lost one of the biggest parts of her heart. And she's also the one that taught me firsthand that the royal flush is the highest hand in poker, not my full house. So I just want to reiterate the gratitude that I have for these people. Gratitude for the years I was able to spend with them and learn from them, and just also incredibly grateful for my mother and my aunts who were their primary caretakers during their final years on Earth. And as we like to say in our home, family is forever. And just, again, gratitude for those that have been in my life and cherish the moments that you've got them. So, all right, without further ado, let's get into the show. Assassins.
Assassin's state of mind. Hustle, grind, see them dollar signs, assassin state of mind, assassin state of mind, hustle, grind. See them dollar signs way above the bottom line, assassin state of mind, hustle, grind. See them dollar signs, assassin state of mind, hustle, grind. See them dollar signs way above the bottom line, assassin state of mind. They say money over everything, everything, engaged in the game. Shopping for a wedding ring, salaries, startups, crypto, stock exchange. Appreciate every penny, pocket change. One phone call and your life can change. What's your love language? Can't do business if it ain't reciprocated. Closing deals on the daily.
Welcome back in. It is your host, Justin Vandehey, here at the Assassins Podcast. It is Monday, August 1st. We have got Money Morning Quarterback here on the Assassins Podcast. Where every Monday, what we do is we sit down, we look at, again, those companies that have raised their seed, pre-seed, Series A, Series B. We highlight one of those, go a little deeper on those companies and the industry they're tackling. Now, this one, as I alluded to in the intro, hits home a little different. I witnessed my own mother struggling to navigate the process of providing care for my grandparents over the past 2 years, and it became pretty clear that the elderly community needs more support, especially as they transition through different phases of their end of life. And so that's why I was excited to dig into the opportunity at Sage to really understand what they're building. So to recap, Sage this last week announced a $9 million seed round that was led by Distributed Ventures, Maris Capital, Animo Ventures, and Goldcrest Capital. And the mission of the company, which I'll read out loud, is to improve the aging process for older adults and caregivers while providing senior living facilities across the U.S. with innovative technology. And so, again, the problem that this team is focusing on is really that there's a growing aging population, and the elder care status in the United States remains incredibly antiquated on the technology side. Most care facilities are using pretty old analog tools to communicate and coordinate care. And so Sage specifically is looking at this and saying, hey, we can introduce some infrastructure that makes this whole thing better. And so the problem itself is really growing a tremendous amount. I started to look at some of the market statistics. It's pretty nuts. So by the year 2050, the ratio of caretakers to caregivers, and that is in the region of 80 plus years of age, is pegged at 3 to 1, meaning that there will be 3 individuals of 80 years or older for every 1 individual care provider. Now that is freaking nuts. And right now there's about 12 million Americans that are aged over 65 that live on their own. And so you're going to see a huge transition for this need as those individuals move into assisted living care, where they're going to need more support. And I think technology and companies like Sage have an opportunity to really support them. So to get into what the team at Sage is building, again, they're really focused on the caregivers with their solution and focused again on those highest in need through assisted living. And so residents use a device. These are those that need care. And when a resident needs support, that triggers a real-time alert that gets sent to anyone that's on call through the Sage app. And so the idea behind this is that it's focused, again, on immediate need, something that is alerted in real time when the resident's device picks up and understands that that person needs support. So the caregiver can use the app to help escalate alerts and also directly call 911 if they need medical support. That device also sends back information on the resident's daily needs. It helps store that information and then helps provide deeper, meaningful insights to the care management team as they look to support those residents over time. Now, right now, the stats, the early statistics, they're saying that they've managed to reduce the response time for clients by an average of 70% and overall just impact the morale of staff working at these facilities. My sister Ashley actually works at an assisted living facility, and it is a hard job caring for these folks that need additional support. And so ensuring that morale is high, that the staff is able to stay engaged, has access to this type of technology to keep going each day and
making sure that they're able to do and support their residents as best as possible, I think, is a really key thing. Now, just to zoom out a little bit to talk about the market, the elder care market as a total market, the TAM, is really big. So in total, it's roughly $800 billion. And again, as I alluded to earlier, the U.S. population is aging really fast. By 2030, there's crazy to think everyone in the baby boomer generation is going to be 65 years or older. And so you can see even like our federal government has identified this as a major concern or priority. Biden earmarked $400 billion to supporting elder care, and the team at Sage calls that out in its press release. It's a little unclear as I dug into the documentation that it looks like it's also going to those with disabilities, so the number isn't entirely clear, but it at least signals that it's a big priority for our federal government to help sustain higher quality of life as we age. And the team at Sage, again, appears to be targeting assisted living facilities with the platform, not home health at the moment. To step out a little bit on that market size, the assisted living facilities market is roughly $87.4 billion, and that's expected to grow 5.48% CAGR. So again, set up to grow alongside the population. There's 28,000 assisted living residencies in the U.S. So again, no huge market to go after. To do the bottoms-up analysis, the median cost of living assisted living is $4,500 a month, and there's more than 800,000 people in full-time assisted living. If you look at the bottom-up calculation, that's roughly $43.2 billion. So it probably sits somewhere in between that top-line market number and that bottoms-up number. A couple of other important notes, and I think this is relevant for potentially even expanding their market focus into other innovative solutions, but right now there are 451,000 home care provider businesses in the United States. So that's relevant because if you look at companies like Honor that are targeting the 50,000 home health agencies in the U.S. today, that's a whole other side of the market that hasn't been tapped. I think it's super interesting, especially as our elder population might not have access to space, wants to remain independent longer, is able and physically able to remain on their own longer. It'll be interesting to see how the market shifts there. The big question I had was, how are they going to get their devices and platform into all these different facilities? And they didn't mention much about their traction in the press release, but I do see that they're hiring a BD lead that is focused more on strategic type sales. And from their career page, they mentioned REITs, private equity, and group purchasing organizations. So I started to go down the rabbit hole to better understand senior living REITs and just the ability, again, to get this in channel targeting and deploying across facilities versus going direct sales and going door to door. And the same idea with group purchasing organizations is that if you can sell one of these larger groups, deploy at scale, it makes the sales process a lot easier. And again, the big issue there, though, will be just time to sale, cost of sale. But again, if you can sign up a handful of these and get the flywheel going, it's pretty powerful, especially as they look to grow market share, drive word of mouth, positive referrals across these larger and larger networks. So it's really smart. The team itself is based in New York. They have the true triple threat of assassins across a strong operator, technical mind, and design. Raj Mira, the CEO and co-founder, he actually has healthcare expertise. He co-founded a company called Coupon Doc. They were part of Sandbox Healthbox Accelerator. They raised an angel round. And so he knows healthcare. He was in corp dev at Palantir and head of strategy and operations for Cedar. So he has strong operational background, as well as an MBA from Cornell, if you've ever heard of it. Matt Lynch, CTO, engineering at Palantir, engineer at Naval Surface Warfare Center, and from the Big Ten, Penn State, he got his master's there. So strong engineering chops. And then Ellen Johnston, co-founder and CEO of Happy Studios, maker. She ran the director of digital experiences at Staples. She's got a BFA from Carnegie Mellon, so incredibly strong design chops. Again, it's the triple threat, really great team in place to execute on this vision. Now, again, just to close this out, I think what's really interesting about the space that Sage is operating in is that there's a lot of potential to land and expand into other categories. So again, Sage is focusing apparently on this vertical of assisted living, the notifications process, solving for the caregiver, and building out their platform in sort of a distributed way through going through channel. I think that there's, again, tremendous opportunity there given how fragmented the market is, but it would be really interesting too to kind of take a step back and look at some other kind of complementary areas here, like post-acute transition. So if somebody had a serious injury and had to be transferred to one of these facilities, what would that communication process look like for caregivers? Same with remote medical communication. There's a lot of disruption happening there, especially with COVID and just patient safety. End-of-life planning, that's $170 billion market, as well as things like mental acuity apps. So just keeping people's minds sharp as they continue to age. Just briefly wanted to touch on the landscape and a couple of the other competitive players here. Again, Sage is operating in a pretty fragmented market at the moment. You have bigger players taking on particular aspects of it, like Honor. Again, they've raised $625 million to focus on the in-home care experience, which is big. There's an entire market of almost 50,000 medical health apps, and those are all built in open ecosystems atop platforms like Apple. You've got the wearables like Fitbit and Garmin. They all have means of gathering and reporting on this health-related data. But again, I think the thing that Sage has going for it is its target focus, its segment focus. You also have more specific companies in their verticals like CloudDX. They're a remote patient monitoring platform. They're a public company in Canada. CarePredict, they're, again, focused on helping seniors live independently longer. So again, not focused on the assisted living use case. And then there's a bunch of companies that are, again, focused on patient communication, documentation, making sure that information is being able to be easily transferred to physicians, to those in network of care, but not focused on this notifications experience, real-time alerts, and the assisted living facility. So in closing, just want to again give a shout out to Raj, Matt, and Ellen, the team at Sage, on not only closing the seed round, but just in general, just providing a service that helps support our caregivers, those that need care in elderly care and assisted living homes. Love the mission that y'all are going after and very excited to see what you all build. All right, that is a wrap. Money, morning quarterback in the books. Again, shout out to the team at Sage. Keep doing your thing. We have got a big, big week here at the Assassins Podcast. This Friday, we've got one of my good friends, personal mentor, one of our investors from the days of Disco, talking about the process around corporate development from the acquirer side, leading strategic investments at SAP. So you're going to want to join that. We've also got a new content piece up on the site talking about the time I tried to broker a deal with Jeff Bezos to invest in my hometown, to just to help understand the economics of the paper industry that's been disrupted by digital media and the opportunity that I thought existed for Amazon to come in and help reinvigorate the economy. I failed ultimately, but I thought it was a pretty cool story and a thought piece that could help really shine a light on an opportunity in my hometown that I think still exists, to give some thought about what is it that helps an economy, a local economy, go from 0 to 1 or 1.0 to 2.0, because I think there's a real opportunity in my hometown, and I've got a lot of love from those folks, people that helped raise me, the community that brought me up, and just want to help as much as I can. So again, appreciate everybody tuning in. It's been an awesome week. In the meantime, y'all know the drill. Just keep hustling, keep grinding, and keep getting that money. Assassin state of mind, hustle, grind. See them dollar signs, assassin state of mind, assassin state of mind, hustle, grind. See them dollar signs way above the bottom line, assassin state of mind, hustle, grind. See them dollar signs, assassin state of mind, assassin state of mind, hustle, grind. See them dollar signs way above the bottom line, assassin state of mind. They say money over everything, everything, engaged in the game. Shopping for a wedding ring, salary, startups, crypto, stock exchange. Appreciate every penny, pocket change. One phone call and your life can change. What's your love language? Can't do business if it ain't reciprocated. Closing deals on a daily, weekly.
monthly. Real, recognized, real, you know.